What a comeback. You guys were down 11 in the second quarter, 10 early third quarter. You make the comeback, and then they get the stall game out in the fourth quarter. You guys find a way to come back, take the lead. They force overtime, and you find a way to win in the extra session.
We found a way to win, that's for sure. You know, after coming up on the short side, it was nice to be on the other side of it. And, you know, I thought for the first time in a long time, you know, our guys, you know, they battled for four quarters. You know, at times it didn't look pretty, but, you know, that's a really good team over there, you know, with Hayes, and Coach Keltner does a tremendous job with them. So, you know, our guys, you know, what kind of came down to it was rebounding. You know, in the fourth quarter, they weren't getting the second, third chance opportunities. And you know, that's about all we told them at the timeouts was, you know, hey, these are long timeouts, but all I'm going to say is rebound. And, you know, in the fourth quarter, we did that, and they weren't getting those second and third chance opportunities. So, you know, extremely pleased with those guys and, you know, proud of the heart that they showed tonight.
Absolutely. I know some players, it was a true team effort for you guys. You had the turnovers in the first half. You had six in the first half, added to you unofficially. You only have two second half in overtime. That's taking care of the ball, and you forced eight turnovers on Hayes in the second half in overtime. That was huge for your comeback efforts as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you play good position defense like we're capable of doing, and you know, a lot of that stems from, you know, the communication factor, and just so the guys know where you're at, and you know, they know that they're not kind of by themselves on an island down there in the post. But, you know, we had a couple of kids, you know, Bo, you know, kind of sticks out one. We get a defender, we get a ball handler, turn his back, and he sneaks in from behind right there and gets a steal, a huge steal, in regulation, I believe, but, goes down and knocks down some free throws. So, you know, early on, we just weren't very strong with the ball. We were trying to make passes after we had already lost our dribble, and it was kind of tough angles, and they were pressuring us. So, you know, we've got to be a little bit smarter with that. You know, we don't want to just, you know, give them easy leak outs for layups, because, you know, that, you give a team like that easy looks, and it's pretty tough, you know, sledding uphill right there. But, you know, they did a great job in the second half, and that just comes down to them being mentally focused in on each possession and knowing what they're running. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of confusion because some of them, you know, they're not communicating, but tonight, for the most part, they communicated very well, and, you know, that's kind of what led to the victory.
How about the play of Marshall Frost, back-to-back games of double figures? He has 16 points, and he had ice in his veins on that three in the right corner to put you guys up by one about halfway through overtime.
Yeah, he's got ice in his veins, all right. You know, he hit that shot, and then, you know, he hits a pull-up jump shot at the free throw line out of our, you know, one of our weave action plays. So he's becoming extremely aggressive, and he's, you know, he's just becoming the kid that we saw all summer long. You know, the confidence is huge for any player, and it's extremely huge for him. Because when that kid is confident, he's got the ability to score the ball as well as anybody that we have on our team. So, you know, it's good to see him, you know, starting to catch his stride right there, coming off the nose, you know, the broken nose and things like that. So it takes a while to get back, but, you know, he's seeing the floor well, and he's knocking down shots, which are, you know, they're amazing couple shots that he knocked down for us.
Well, you also had good play in that first half from Jess Stroman. It's good to get him on in the scoring book. He's been kind of helter-skelter on that this year, but he had some good looks, and he converted on a couple of those in the game.
Yeah, he hit a big three for us in the first half. He was one of the few, you know, at halftime we talked about it. He was one of the few guys that I thought were really ready to shoot, though, when the ball came to him. I thought we had some guys that weren't, you know, that weren't ready to step into their shot. And I thought he was doing a very good job. And anytime he can come in and, you know, give us 4 to 5 points, you know, that's a bonus for us. Because Jess is a defensive type of kid. You know, he's a tough-nosed kid, not afraid to go guard their best player, and he gets after it defensively. So anytime he scores or, you know, rebounds or gives us some assists, you know, those are extras for us.
Well, it's either Pine Creek or Lotus in the fourth place game tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. You'll be right back here in the high school. But what does a win against a very good team like Hayes do for your team?
It rattles my brain because I told the guys, you know, it's amazing what they're capable of doing. And, you know, we don't get hung up a lot on the, you know, the win and loss column, although, I mean, everybody else probably does. It's the things that go on during the game that lead to those things. And tonight, you know, we did the things necessary to be successful. And, you know, a team that full of seniors that could very easily, you know, going through that little skid that we were on, could easily just, you know, duck their head and you know, come out and say, heck, we're playing Hayes, and they're, you know, they're historically, traditionally pretty good team, and they are good. and go through the motions, but they didn't. They competed, and you know, we just can't, we can't have nights off. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We can't just wait until it's a big opponent.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what makes this part of the year kind of a grind. You know, you're going through, you're practicing every day, you're playing a lot of games, but you know, showing up to practice is huge with the right attitude, so that you're not just going through the motions and you're not being complacent. Because you know, I know these seniors have spent a lot of time in the gyms and you know, throughout their careers here, and they don't want to go out the way that we were, you know, the way we were losing. So, you know, I never doubt their fight, and you know, we talked about it last night. You know, I'll never stop fighting with them, and I don't want them to ever stop fighting either. And tonight they did that.
A big win for you guys in overtime, 52-50. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you here in this spot again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Evan.